7 o'clock, Ray in for Stephen this evening. Now, here's a story. South Africa loses 9.9 billion rand of water every year. This is the problem. There's leaky systems, things that don't work. The water just seeps out. It goes from the Vaal Dam, doesn't reach Johannesburg. And we've seen so many problems with water in the city of Johannesburg. Also in Knysna as well. We've got water treatment problems. And all in all, 9.9 billion rands with the water lost every single year. Well, joining us to discuss this is Wayne Andrea, who's the director at the South African Institution of Civil Engineering. Wayne, hi, good evening. Welcome to The Money Show. Wayne, are you with us?
I'm here.
Ah, there we
can
go.
Can you hear me?
Got you. Got
there
you.
We are.
Welcome to The Money Show. Here's a question for you. Can Treasury afford to allocate money from the budget to fix this? I mean, we know what's wrong now. It is local governance. We've got an election coming up. But thereafter, if we do have a new government, say, in the city of Johannesburg, is there actually a budget to fix this?
Well, in terms of the Johannesburg budgeting, no, it doesn't look like it. So a turnaround plan will need to be funded because there's been a neglect of the infrastructure, and it's particularly prominent in the neglect of maintenance. And that goes to the governance of the whole process, which in our view is in the wrong hands. And it needs to be brought into the hands of professional engineering people that understand what's needed and suitably allocate resources, including budget, into the future for particularly maintenance, which has been neglected over many years.
Yeah, but just talking to you, let's talk engineering now. If we have to fix, say, the city of Joburg, I mean, this will take decades. How bad is the actual picture?
Well, I think it's really bad. If one looks at the SIC infrastructure support card, which is done by the institution every 5 years, and the last edition was released in 2022, but it's a continuous function that happens within SIC. And we're able to look at the latest reports, for example, of the green drop and blue drop reports, and they show a dismal picture. They really don't show any improvement. In fact, there's a constant deterioration. So one has to be able to look through the failures to the solutions, and engineers are good at that. Engineers need to be in the forefront of doing these things, the professionalization of those municipal owned entities, which have been carved out of the city's function and put them to the side, but they're not run with sufficient engineering expertise, qualifications, professional qualifications, and experience. That's where we need to go first. And it's only those sort of people that will understand the priority and the necessary interventions that have to be made, and where they can be made most effectively and incrementally over years. And as you say, Ro, it's going to take years.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we did a story earlier on in the program this evening. Around 70 local municipalities, including Johannesburg, have had their funding withdrawn. And this cripples them for a while, but I think that's just the finance minister saying we need to bring change to this. But it just shows that the money is not being spent in the right places. Do you hold out any hope that this is actually going to change?
Yeah, well, I think fundamentally one has to look at solutions. And we used to have a city engineer in all our big cities. They were highly respected people. We don't have them anymore. We have these municipal-owned entities. We need to change them. If we have to have them as separate entities, then they need to be have their revenue ring-fenced for starters, so that they are not answerable to the whims of budgeting. If you look at the budgeting from the city, it ekes out little bits of money to these entities to do their maintenance. They should have 8% as a treasury guideline of the asset value every year for maintenance of those assets. It's through those assets infrastructure assets that they deliver the services to the people.
Yeah.
And they don't have it. If you're lucky, you'll see 1%. Many of them have cut to 0.5%.
Gosh, that's just not what it should be. Also as well, from an engineer's point of view, we've got the city of Joburg. It's expanding rapidly northwards. If you go up Main, Witkoppen, those areas up there, I'm talking about four ways, those areas, very often there are water cuts. Do we not also need to pour more money into the development of newer areas? Because everything seems to be going north in Johannesburg, but you're pouring all those people into those areas, and the infrastructure is just not coping.
Yeah, that's quite right. I mean, extending infrastructure is a tough call for municipalities. Yes, municipalities do want to see high-value properties being developed, new areas being opened up, but the problem is that it comes with a double-edged sword. Yes, they will maybe get some good rates income out of those properties, but then they've got to service them. And stretching infrastructure when it's already limited and struggling to service the people in the south, and particularly in the southwest and the deep south, it's much worse in those areas, I can assure you, than it is to the north.
Yeah, no, quite right. We have our local government elections for November, be it the ANC, DA, Action SA, or EFF, or whoever takes over. What's the first thing that they need to do?
Honest look at the situation in the city. Those municipal entities seem to be highly politicized. They need to be brought back into their engineering role. They need to have boards who are appropriately skilled with professional people who are able to guide them in the right direction. They need to have executives who are engineering people. And I would love to see all of our cities, particularly Johannesburg, appoint a city engineer again. I mean, we had some highly respected city engineers. Why don't we get them back again? A couple of them that I can remember became presidents of SAICI.
Sure. That's a very good point. Vaidan, thank you so much. Vaidan Dreyer is Director of Advocacy at the South African Institute of Civil Engineering. And it's so interesting because if we don't bring those skills back, if we don't have those skills, I don't know. I just don't see how this whole thing's going to turn itself around.